Just a few possibilities as to what makes something a mezonos as opposed to a motzi. There's one or two more points about that nekuda. The second definition of a baked good that is mezonos is what we call memula, or as the term possible bekisnen suggests, it has a kiss. Kiss is a pocket. It's wrapping around something else, specifically something fruit, something sweet, sugar, chocolate. And the like, right? If you look at most desserts we have, it's a combination of that type of a bread-like base with some sort of substance on top that's going to add flavor to it. So that's a mezonos, okay? That's a mezonos hamatashen. That's a classic example of a fruit sweet type of ingredient inside a wrapped up in dough. Okay, so the question is, what is that extra ingredient that is put inside? Is not sweet. It's not a dessert type of additive, but rather it's tomato sauce or cheese or meat or something like that. Okay, so this is a major, major machlokas haposkim. This is, we'll get the deli roll in a second, but this is really where it comes from. Can possible bekisnen exist outside of sweet things, or with the assumption that when we say it's a kiss, it's filling up the dough wrapping, therefore anything that fills up that dough wrapping is automatically mezonos, or no, is that just a way of indicating that it's a dessert food because there's something sweet inside, but if not something sweet inside, then it's going to be very hard to deem it as the dessert-like item, which is one of the characteristics of mezonos, something that you eat for a snack, not something that you necessarily eat as, with the purpose of a meal in mind. So, Mishnah Berurah is machria. Mishnah Berurah has this machlokas between the Taz and Avram, and he comes out as follows. He says that the way that we need to sort of compromise is that it'll depend. This is Mishnah Berurah's psak. Others may disagree. Mishnah Berurah passes. It depends on the following. What does it look like? How is it made? Is it made in a way which makes it clear that it really is like a snack type of food, not something that you'd serve as part of a meal? Or is it something which really is a part of the suda and therefore it deserves a hamotzi? And we can't, even with this filled item, deem it as a mezonos. So let's talk about a couple examples. Number two, if you talk about burekas, so burekas come in different sizes and shapes and forms. Okay, if you go to an affair, like a bar mitzvah or a wedding, an appetizer can be a large triangular potato bureka with like mushroom sauce on top. You know what I'm talking about? Very big appetizer in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but that's a large bureka. You can also go into a bakery in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, or you can go to grandma's, and on the shelf there they have muffins, chocolate chip cookies, and next to the chocolate chip cookies and the danishes are potato burekas, right? The little small triangular ones. So if it's like that, which is basically like hors d'oeuvres, right? If you go to you're sitting at the chasen tish at a wedding and they're coming around with hors d'oeuvres, so you're not necessarily eating one of those things because you're hungry. You're eating them because they're passing them around and they're delicious. Okay, but it's not designated as clearly as a meal food. The large burekas are going to be more in that category. And this is the reason why it's harder to justify pizza as a mezonos, and why, in my humble opinion, it's really impossible to think about deli roll as a mezonos. But even if you're eating it as a snack, but a deli roll is a meal food. That's something you serve as a main course, or one of the main courses at a Shabbos Suda. They don't pass around deli roll at a wedding. I've never seen it. Okay, so because it fundamentally is a part of the suda, and again maybe even as a main course, it would be a hamotzi. Okay, let's shift into another point. Number three, we discuss how mezonos things become hamotzi. Can hamotzi things ever become mezonos? Can hamotzi things ever become mezonos? So one example, which I'm not going to talk about at length, is we spoke about jelly donuts. So jelly donuts start not with a batter, with a loose batter, like we said, by pancakes. Pancakes are mezonos because they start as a loose batter. You pour them, okay? And unless I'm eating a lot of them, they don't become a full meal, okay? So therefore, a pancake could be mezonos. It starts loose. It doesn't have the properties of bread. What if something starts with the properties of bread, but instead of baking it, I cook it? So that's a classic. Classic example would be a donut. A jelly donut is thick, bread-like dough. And it's a struggle, they don't even make that dough so sweet, right? And then they put the jelly inside, and then they deep fry it. So it, in a sense, it's sort of like a hamotzi becoming a mezonos because it's deep fried. If you eat enough of it, okay, it could be hamotzi. But this comes up all the time in the calf. Let's say you have a like a pizza roll or a calzone type of thing. So sometimes pizza rolls, pizza snaps, what do they call them? Yeah? Okay? So they can be baked. If they're baked, then it's hamotzi. It's basically pizza dough in a different shape with something else inside put in the oven. So that's hamotzi. But some places take those pizza snaps and they deep fry them. If you deep fry it, so according to the prevailing opinion, that's a mizonos in the same way that a jelly donut is, because it never went through the formal processes that make something bread or hamotzi. There is an opinion of Ravenu Tam. It says that it still remains hamotzi. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says Yorei Shamayim should not eat that without a meal, without making it a part of a bread meal. But it's the deep frying that could potentially take what would otherwise have been hamotzi down to mizonos. But let's talk about more common examples. I actually have bread. I had something which was kneaded and made into bread and baked into bread can become mizonos. So we said when it comes to breadcrumbs, if I just smash into a million pieces, if I would take a spoonful of breadcrumbs and just eat it like that, it would still be hamotzi because all it is smaller pieces of bread. What if, in addition to making the pieces very small, I also cooked it? Okay? I also cooked it. In other words, I cook breadcrumbs. Or cooking, what does cooking mean? We throw around the term cooking a lot, but as a halachic definition, the fist, it means heat applied to a liquid. With some, okay, meaning if you take some meatballs, okay, and you put them on the stovetop in a pan, that's not cooking. If you cook them in sauce and you heat up the sauce and it's boiling, that's cooking, okay, in the halachic definition of bishul. So it doesn't really matter what liquid medium we're talking about. It could be water, could be oil. When you take French fries and you put them in a deep fryer, that is halachically cooking. We call it frying, but it's deep frying. We call it frying, but it's actually, in a halachic sense, it's cooking. Okay? So anything submerged into hot liquids is cooking, and if the pieces are smaller than a kezias, it goes from being hamotzi down to mizonos. Nafkamina, two classic examples at a pizza store, onion rings and mozzarella sticks. Okay? Let's leave schnitzel out of the picture for a moment because schnitzel is a little more complicated. If you go to any pizza store and they serve those, you know, frozen onion rings with the breading, with the coating, the breading is so thick on those things that it's a mizonos. It's not a dumma. Like, you barely even know that there's an onion inside if it didn't call it onion rings. Right? It's very, very thick. Maybe I should make a mozi on it. It's breadcrumbs. The answer is because those pieces are less than the size of a kezias, and they're deep fried in oil or in water if you want to do that, it takes those breadcrumbs from hamotzi down to mizonos. Okay? Other examples could come up: French toast. French toast, you take a piece of challah, right? And you could make it by putting it in the deep fryer. Right? So as long as the piece is less than a kezias, which I'm not sure is always true by French toast. Usually you have larger pieces when it comes to French toast. But if you made small bite-sized French toast pieces and deep fry them, it would go from being hamotzi into mizonos. Okay, if I'm just frying on top of a frying pan with just a little bit of liquid inside, then it's a little more complicated. This gets back to what we spoke about last week with Roni's frying pan. If I just spray the bottom of the pan a little bit so it doesn't stick, so it doesn't burn the bottom, that's not frying. That's baking. That's just like heating up those meatballs on the stove. If I add a little more oil, sometimes the oil is added to give a little flavor. It's added to give a little color. So then it's a big suffix, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should not eat that unless it's part of a meal, okay? Quick summary. So if you have, let's say, French toast pieces or matzah brei. Anyone ever make matzah brei? Yeah. Pesach with little pieces of matzah. Those are pieces of matzah that are smaller than a kezias. So it depends how you make it. If you just fry it with a little bit of Pam on the bottom, it's still hamotzi like it was before. If you deep fry those pieces of matzah that are smaller than a kezias, you deep fry it, then it's mizonos. If I do it in between, if I do it with like a little more oil, but not just some Pam on the bottom of the frying pan, so then it's a very significant suffix, and better to make hamotzi, have a little matzah beforehand, and then have that as part of your main meal, but to do it within a hamotzi context. Okay, another example of this, and then we'll go on to the second example, is matzah balls. How do you make matzah balls? It's basically pulverized matzah, right? That's what matzah meal is, rolled together with maybe some eggs, some salt, and stuff like that. So it's small pieces less than the size of kezias dropped into, how do you make matzo balls? Into a big pot of boiling water, right? The Seder? some seasoning. So that is mezonos. If I can eat matzo balls from today till tomorrow, it's never going to turn into amotzi. On the contrary, it went from amotzi down to mezonos. Okay, and finally, the other two, maybe less frequently encountered situations are where I have small pieces, less than a gazayas. They don't resemble bread anymore whatsoever, not like French toast. It's very, very small breadcrumbs. And I'm not cooking it, but I roll it together into a ball with a lot of maybe some oil or honey or something like that. If I would take little pieces of bread or a little piece of matzah and make it into a ball without cooking it, but the pieces are smaller than akzayas and they don't resemble bread in any way, that would be mezonos. Chal kugel, anyone ever make chal kugel? That can also be a question of when something is hamotzi to mezonos. If you soak the chal beforehand until the water turns white, it loses its bread status. Okay, then when I mix it with whatever other ingredients, it's a mezonos. Otherwise, I would have to do what we just described: break up the chal so much it doesn't resemble chal anymore, and then mix it together with other ingredients. With a lot of honey, a lot of fruit juices people use sometimes, pineapple juice is one recipe. So when that's combined together, then it would have the status of a mezonos, even though it's going to be baked later as a chal kugel. One last point, then we'll close for today. This is very important, Shiloh, when it comes to Pesach kugel, Pesach cake. Pesach cake is different than the rest of the year. The rest of the year you use flour that just came, you know, from the mill. So if I add a lot of other ingredients, sweetening agents to it, it could be mezonos. It never went beyond the mezonos. But Pesach cake, if it's made out of matzah meal, was previously hamotzi. So how do I get it down to mezonos? You hear the kasha? So based on our guidelines, if you take matzah meal, you add oil, egg, sugar, whatever ingredients, and then you bake it up, and the pieces are smaller than what we're discussing, you know, smaller than the gzayas, so then it can be a mezonos even though it is baked from that cake batter that you made. According to the prevailing opinion. Just want to add as a side note, a lot of people go to hotels or they buy Pesach cakes and they don't realize, they assume that the cake is automatically a mezonos. So that's only going to be true if it's made from these from matzah meal ingredients. If nowadays most Pesach desserts that you see in the stores and very often at the Pesach programs are actually shahakol, because they're made with potato starch, because they want to accommodate the people who don't eat kebrucks. So, number one, you need to know what the bruch is. That's very important. Okay, if you make you'll be yotzei but the evan. Maybe if you make hadama on the mezonos or mezonos on the hadama, but you want to know what the bruch is. But even more of an issue, and we can talk about this another time, is if they have a kiddush in shul or that kiddush on the Pesach program, and you always have to have kiddush makom suda. You have to have the wine followed by a mezonos, but you don't have a mezonos, and there's no mezonos at the entire kiddush. So what do you do? What do you do? Okay, a little cliffhanger. We'll talk about that another time.